Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Alex Cora says it was not lack of hustle which led to Rafael Devers jogging it out.
All right.
Like Manny Ramirez used to do, Wiggy, in the sixth inning of that game last night. So what was it? Like, is it long COVID or brain fog? Like, what was it?
I don't know.
Confusion? Is it a confusion about running the base paths?
It was the smoke from the Canadian wildfires.
Okay, could have been a tight glutes.
Yeah, I think it tweaked something.
I tweaked something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it's probably smart not to give it your all.
Yeah. You don't want to try to leg it out and then get hurt. Now you're on the IL for 15 days. And I mean, the team's already stinking, so you're the best hitter. So
he is unwilling to step up when needed at first base or third base.
Yeah.
Unwilling to run it out, but willing to hit the baseball. That's about what Rafael Devers is willing to do.
Well, that's what everybody told me they wanted him to do at spring training. Everybody was like, just shut up and go hit the baseball, buddy. DH, no one cares about you in the field. We don't care. Anything you do, but hit the baseball.
Okay.
Now it's like, can you do other things?
Right.
Like, but nobody wanted to do nothing else.
We've had this. I don't know how to do this again.
Well, you keep bringing it up.
I didn't say anything.
I brought it up.
No, but I'm saying the people who go the other way. The reason why I bring
things
it up.
Things changed, Wiggy.
No,
it's not the same team as it was in spring training.
Devers playing first base, and we've been down the. Listen, we circled this cul-de-sac a million times.
Well, that's what's changed.
No, Devers playing first base is not going to make a difference when it comes to fielding. If anything, those guys that are playing there, whether it's Gonzalez, whether it's Toro, whether it's Sogard, have done a pretty good, decent job when it comes to making plays in the field. Gonzalez had another nice play yesterday where he dives at a ball, he keeps it, he makes a play at first base. If anything, those guys are better athletic first basemen than Devers.
But does it tell you anything?
Why don't you hold Devers to his prior statements?
I get a headache when we go this.
He said he was better in the field.
I said 25.
He hit better.
I said 20.
He hit better in the field.
No.
When he plays the field, he said, I'm a better hitter when I'm able to play the field.
So why does he no longer feel that way?
But if that's the truth, why doesn't he want to play the field?
Because he is at the point now where it's like, all right, you want me to play DH? All right, this is what I'm going to do.
And I'm going to pout.
Yeah, we all know that, though. Like, you're beating a dead horse. Like, we all know that he's pouting.
No, he looked like a dead horse going to first.
Right, but then guess what? The next time up at bat, he hit a bomb into right field.
I thought he tweaked something. How did he hit a home run?
Guess what? He's your best hitter.
Do you think it pisses fans off that he's not running that out?
I think it does.
I think that Wiggy's right. I think that if everything hadn't happened in, during spring training or the beginning of the season, people wouldn't care.
No. That's the only reason why people are complaining is because of the whole first base thing.
The whole
I don't want to play first base. I don't want to play third base. If there's none of that, no one gives a crap. Like, no one gave a crap with Manny, and no one gave a crap with
David Ortiz. People gave a crap with Manny.
We had full lines on Manny Ramirez, Wiggy. What are you talking about?
No, we didn't. Stop it. No one cared when he didn't run out.
Nobody cared that Manny didn't run out ground balls?
Nope. Nobody cared.
That's some remarkable revisionist history.
It's not remarkable revision. It's the facts. It's the truth. No one cared. Because you know why? Because Manny hit the baseball, and he was one of your best hitters when it came to average, home runs, knocking in RBIs. No one gave a crap that he didn't leg out a few ground balls here and there. And if anybody says they did, they're lying, because no one gave a crap when Big Poppy didn't do it. They want these guys to do exactly what Devers is doing. He leads your team in home runs. He leads your team in RBIs. That's what you want.
Here's an 857 text for you on the Subaru of New England text line.
Mm-hmm.
That says, Wiggy, hitting the baseball includes running when you hit it. So.
Thank you for stating that, Captain Obvious. I understand that.
Captain Morgan, you mean?
Yeah. Captain Morgan. Here's a shot at Bacardi.
Here's Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
Hello. Yeah, this is for the Wiggy. Would you say you got the all city catcher or something like that?
Yes. Yes. He was an all city
catcher. That's correct.
Yeah. Wiggy, I think this is the reason why, see, like Curtis said, this was the beginning of the season. Things change. So as the team goes on, sometimes you have to kind of, like, make adjustments. And I think it kind of clearly shows that you're the only one on the show that strongly believes what you believe in. And I think that's the only reason why you coached 1 year in Brockton. They got rid of you.
It has nothing to do with that, Joe. Listen, you can use that every time as at Coach in Brockton. It has nothing to do with it. The bottom line is Joe and the rest of the hottos out there that are screaming for Devers to play first base were the same people that were saying, Devers, shut your mouth and go DH. And with Devers playing first base, believe me, it won't make a difference because I think those other guys actually would do a better job fielding. So stop with the fake outrage and madness and, oh, we can't stand Devers. It's just fake. It's fraudulent. No one wanted the guy in the field. Now all of a sudden they want the guy in the field. But that's the truth.
Everything changed, Wiggy.
What changed?
The injuries to the players in the infield. Am I speaking English?
And guess what? They moved Myers to third base.
You just said Myers not playing.
No, but when it initially happened, he's the one who played third.
And who was at first base in spring training?
And it was Kostas was first
base. Right, and then why isn't he playing anymore?
He got hurt.
Oh, okay.
And guess who they moved to first base? Romy Gonzalez. And then Romy Gonzalez got hurt, and they moved Toro and Sol got over there.
I don't want to fight with Curtis, but Curtis, why didn't they have a plan in place for if Tristan Kostas were to get hurt?
Oh, absolutely, that's on the organization.
So then I think that's the issue I have, is that they keep kind of moving the goalposts when it comes to Devers, and I'm being told over and over again he's terrible at third. He was terrible at third.
Right.
I'm guessing he'd be terrible at first because I've been told that playing first is even harder.
But what does all that have to do with running a ball out? I'm saying nobody would care.
Nobody would be talking about it right now.
I beg to differ. I think I would. But
you'd be the only one talking about Devers not running out of ground ball if Devers was said, all right, I'll go play first base.
Mornings on WEEI had caller after caller, segment after segment on Manny being Manny.
Now, when was this? I don't remember, and I used to listen. Mornings on WEEI was...
When Manny was playing.
No,
so it was
Obama was a crappy president. Let's talk politics. Oh, and guess what? We shouldn't have mixed gender bathrooms. That's what mornings on WECI used to be.
WECI? I've never heard that person.
WEEI. That's what it used to be.
Okay. Well, anyway.
That's what it used to be,
we
Curtis.
We talked about it on the AAF show. We played the audio a billion times of Manny going, sometimes I yog it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
Guess what? We'd say, all right, Manny, just keep.
But Devers is not the hitter that Manny Ramirez ended up being.
Devers is pretty good. I'm not saying he's a Manny hitter, but he's pretty damn good.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's Manny, but he's pretty damn good. So let's not try to go down that road. They put up a stat last night. Courtney brought it up. Guess what? He got a lot, 30 home runs, yeah. A lot faster than Manny did it in his career.
Manny was
Manny ahead of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's second.
All right.
Oh, well.
I thought he was ahead of Manny. But either way, still pretty good accomplishment who he was on that list with. Ted Williams, Manny. Wasn't Big Poppy on that list?
Yeah, he's third.
Yeah. So no one cares if he doesn't yog out the Jay is Silent, a bleeder to second base.
I think some people care.
Yeah, only because.
We should put up a poll. Where's Twitch Mitch? We'll put up a poll.
Yeah, only because he's a dink, and that's why people care.
Well, do you want a bunch of dinks in your clubhouse? Pause.
Well, if they're hitting, give me a bunch of dinks that can hit and pitch. I'll take them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Maybe other guys should start acting like dinks.
A lot of dinks? Yeah.
Okay. I mean, other than Jaron Duran, who seems like a great guy, he's your only other one hitting it. And Nevaeh is doing a good job.
All right. Well, we are accepting Hill Notes on this topic or any other. And we will play those back at 9:20. It's probably way too early for this. 617 text, which reads, since you've been talking about the roadshow Friday, are you able to rank them so far? I don't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I have a favorite so far.
You do have a favorite?
Yeah.
What's your favorite so far?
Newport was my favorite.
Newport was your favorite. Why would you say that?
Because I was shocked. Like, it was the first time that we had done it in Newport. We did the Audrain show in last fall, but that was very different. There was an event around it, so people were around. The fact that many people were out at the landing on Thursday night, and then that many people were there at 6 a.m. at the Lobster Bar on Friday morning, it was...
Well, the week before was pretty good, too. Was that
The Lobster Trap.
People showed up in the rain.
Agreed.
But the Trading Post was jammed.
Yes, that place was
packed. We lost power, unfortunately. The storm kind of ruined that for me, but
yeah,
it was unbelievable.
Huh. Okay, so leader in the clubhouse, you have Newport.
For me, yes.
Yeah.
Wiggy. What did we do the night before in Newport? What was that?
We went to dinner at 22 Bowen. You sat next to me. It was very nice. Then we never sat next to me.
And then we had the opening because Osanto was coming.
Well, we were at the landing.
Yes, that place too. That was pretty cool.
I killed it karaoke on Brown Eyed Girl, if I remember correctly.
You haven't killed Van Morrison yet?
No. I think he's still with us.
Okay, good.
What's your favorite?
I would lean to see. I'm sentimental about Maine. Like I loved being at the Brunswick.
Goated,
goated. It's hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah, the Brunswick's good.
It really is.
Newport
so
for me.
And then I look ahead to this week and to everybody that shows up at the Beachcomber. How's the weather looking? You want to open up the with the Curtis weather window real quick with the assistance of Window World of Boston?
Ooh. Curtis, I always like the fresh air.
Yeah. How does it look for Friday morning?
I'm hoping it improves. Right now, it is looking like it'll feel like 54 degrees, cloudy skies at the start of the show.
Okay.
Sun may break through into the mid-60s as the day goes on.
It's going to be jammed there Friday like it always is.
Thursday, full sun, 72 degrees in Wellfleet.
All right.
So, yeah. I mean, I am doing the rain dance all week. I'm hoping that we get 2 days where it is just sunny, perfect weather, because there's no better place in the world than the Beachcomber when it's nice out.
But but we know based on the place in Bourne, people show up whether it's sunshine or rain. So
that's true.
I mean, it was like you said, the Trading Post was absolutely packed and it was pouring outside.
Right.
And then just hanging out there like a rainbow at the end of the horizon is the dive. Lake Winnipesaukee on July 3rd.
But then we're overlooking Gloucester, too, and I think Gloucester's going to be sick.
Right. We've never been to the North Shore.
It is. Like, ever. I think that show is going to be unbelievable.
Except for the fact I can't do the greasy pole.
Well, how dare you? There's a 12-year wait list.
My fault.
Didn't you know that when you started talking about it on the radio?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was very well aware.
And then Hampton Beach is always lit.
Figured I could just skip the line.
You're not. Skip the line? You're not a townie. You weren't born and raised in Gloucester.
That's it.
How dare you suggest you might be on the greasy pole?
My apologies.
We all need to hydrate before Bernie's, because that was as hot as I've ever been.
Yeah, Bernie's is great, too.
It's a great view.
Now, Shime, if you were allowed to do the greasy pole, would you eat beforehand at Chick-fil-A?
No, I would probably save that for afterward. Because if I take one wrong spill and, you know, hit my stomach directly off the pole, things could end poorly.
This is Ron in the car. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how are you? I got a question for Wiggy about the whole Devers running the ball out to first base. Wiggy, you were a tight end, correct? Were you just expected to catch the ball and not run?
Nope.
Or catch the ball and run as hard as you can afterwards?
Nope. Catch it and run as hard as you can and try to make some plays.
Okay, so what's the difference then there? You're expected to hit the ball and run it out as hard as you can.
Oh, because in baseball, I think if you watch a lot of baseball games, I think guys tend to, when they hit ground balls, they know that it's very difficult for them to run it out, especially when you're like Devers and you're dragging a piano on your back.
Well, maybe it's time to lose the piano. But listen, seriously, a ground ball to the pitcher's mound, I understand that. I get that. Okay, you're not going to beat that out most times. But the ball that he hit yesterday... He was only out because he didn't hustle.
Yeah, well, he's only out because he slowed down. He actually hustled early and then slowed down.
right. Half so hustle. If he would have ran through it, he's safe. So
I don't know if he's safe, but he could make.
He was hustle forward. Was what he was. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And I mean, it's also baseball. Do you not watch the guys hit ground balls to shortstop, the third base, and they jog it out all the time?
Yeah.
I mean,
also this texture piling on, I don't appreciate it, but a rain dance brings rain. Doesn't prevent rain.
No, it brings rain.
Oh, maybe that's what's been going on.
It must be. Now I know. No more rain dances.
Yeah.
Please.
Rain dance always brings rain.
Please don't.
Yeah, I guess like a snow dance for snow days, it's because you wanted a snow day. Yeah. So
I've never heard of a snow dance. I've only heard of a rain dance.
Shoot.
A Native American thing.
Shoot.
Can we stay on till noon?
Yes.
Go, Courtney.
We will be back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.